Okay, so joining me today for my little audio boo is Lee, who's too scared to do an audio boo by himself. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Paul.
Right, so you've just moved from fireworks to Photoshop, correct?
Well, I have today. Particularly
today?
Particularly because Photoshop keeps crashing and using 70% CPU, but I do have been using it recently.
Okay, so what do you see as the advantages? Why have you changed, other than the Photoshop problem?
Basically, when it comes to using the same design over multiple different templates, it's got Pages. That was the big reason.
That is good.
Pages, and it's got editable kind of objects like Flash.
Yeah.
So you change one thing, it changes over all of your pages.
Okay.
Which is fantastic, and it's a real time saver.
Right. I can sense a butt coming.
There's a bit of a pain between Photoshop and Fireworks. Things like masks. It probably does the same kind of thing, but it just seems to be a bit more painful at the moment. I haven't quite got used to how it works.
Okay.
That might be my ignorance. I've followed lots of tutorials and video help files and, you know, it hasn't quite got the fluidity of Photoshop at the moment.
Is that just because you've been using Photoshop for 7 years?
That's why I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, a lot of it's the same, but there's little differences, like the way layers are kind of worked. And the whole masking thing. You can just press Alt in Photoshop to get a mask. You can't do that. You've got to kind of apply a mask and then put bitmaps into it.
Right.
You kind of move them around inside it, and sometimes it kind of all goes wrong.
Right.
I haven't quite worked it out yet.
So, bottom line, are you going to stick with
Fireworks? I'm going to stick with it, because I think Fireworks CS5 is going to be fantastic.
Why is it going to be good? You just made that up.
I think Photoshop and Fireworks are going to kind of merge into a kind of
web design tool.
Yeah, Fireweb. Fireshop.
You've got no idea. You're just making it up, aren't you? This is what you hope will happen.
Well, there's so many tools inside Firefox which are more...
Firefox. You're doing it now. I did that earlier.
Inside Fireworks, which are more specific to web designers.
Okay.
Which Photoshop doesn't have because it's aimed at photo manipulation.
So you would encourage web designers using Photoshop to check it out?
Yeah. Grouping items, the objects, the multiple pages. Yeah.
Multiple pages. Big seller.
But then just be able to group things without having to right-click on things to find out what they are. And you can just group a whole group of objects and move them around.
That's good.
There's a lot there to like.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lee, for that little audio tip. Very useful. And maybe next time you can do one all by yourself.
Maybe.